I'm Larry London. Stay with me for the world's best variety right after the news on VOA Music Mix.
Envoy Kofi Annan resigns, and the Syrian conflict creates food and crop insecurity for millions. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. The UN says Kofi Annan is stepping down as the UN and Arab League envoy for Syria, where violence between government and opposition forces has escalated. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he had had deep regret as he announced Mr. Annan's August 31st departure. In a Thursday statement, Mr. Ban said the hand extended to turn away from violence in favor of diplomacy had not been taken. He blamed the government and the opposition for the continued unrest. Meanwhile, a new report finds a conflict in Syria is having a devastating impact on the country's food and crop and livestock production. A recent assessment by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, the World Food Program, and Syria's Ministry of Agriculture notes up to 3 million people will need assistance during the coming year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Of the 3 million vulnerable people, the report says about half will need immediate food assistance over the next 3 to 6 months. This is particularly true of Syrians who are displaced by or caught up in the fighting. The report says the Syrian agricultural sector has lost $1.8 billion this year as a result of the ongoing conflict. World Food Program spokeswoman Amelia Casella says there is a great risk of a complete collapse of livelihoods of farming families in the next few months. She says urgent action is needed to help these people before winter. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has sworn in a new cabinet, which includes key positions for holdovers from former President Hosni Mubarak's era. The swearing-in ceremony for the 35-minister cabinet took place on Thursday, about a month after Mr. Morsi's inauguration. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton begins the East Africa leg of her 10-day tour with visits to South Sudan and Uganda Friday. In Uganda, the U.S. has provided military advisors to assist in battling the Lord's Resistance Army. Kicking off her trip in Dakar Wednesday, Clinton said the U.S. wants to build mutually beneficial partnerships with African countries that reinforce security as well as democracy. Clinton will meet with Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni to discuss Uganda's role as a key partner in promoting regional security, as well as to encourage strengthening of democratic institutions and human rights.
It's also in our interests to have strong and stable partners in the world. And democracies are by far the strongest and most stable partners. So this isn't altruism. This is a strategic commitment to shared prosperity, to common security.
In South Sudan, Clinton will meet with President Salva Kiir to reaffirm U.S. support. Analysts say a deal that could allow Australian forces to enter Indonesian waters to rescue asylum seekers must be carefully monitored to prevent armed conflict. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The proposal would allow Australian authorities to enter Indonesia's search and rescue zone without permission. In the past year, hundreds of asylum seekers have drowned off Indonesia's Java coast en route to Australia by sea, while dozens of boats have issued distress calls. Jakarta doesn't have the capacity to respond to each emergency. Within the last week, a boatload of asylum seekers ran into trouble near the Indonesian island Bali. But local authorities were unable to help after darkness had fallen and the Australian Navy was left waiting for an official request to respond. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.
Spanish authorities say they've arrested 3 suspected members of Al-Qaeda. Spanish Interior Minister Jorge Fernandez Diaz told reporters Thursday that there was a clear indication that those detained could have been planning an attack in Spain or Europe. Authorities accused the men of storing explosives that the minister said would be especially damaging with shrapnel and could even destroy an entire bus. The European Central Bank says it's ready to buy the government bonds of the continent's debt-ridden countries. It's a move that could ease the rising borrowing cost of financially troubled Spain and Italy. Bank President Mario Draghi did not disclose the size of the bond purchases, but said Thursday that it would be sizable enough for the bank to reach its objective of stabilizing borrowing cost. I'm Frances Alonso, VOA News.